It's not exactly Sweet Caroline. That's actually a stadium full of fiercely loyal Liverpool football fans belting out You'll Never Walk Alone, the song that's become the team's anthem. And besides just their vocal traditions, fans of the Boston Red Sox and Liverpool football, that's soccer to us here in the U.S., are about to have something else in common. Owners. The Red Sox have struck a deal to buy the Liverpool Football Club, which is part of England's Premier League. Joining us to talk about that and all the wheeling and dealing in the world of Boston sports is Only Games' Bill Littlefield. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Sasha.
Bill, we'll get to that possible big Sox purchase in just a bit. But first, the other big deal this week is that the New England Patriots have traded their star receiver, Randy Moss, to the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Moss has been a key player for the Pats. So why are they trading him?
Well, it depends entirely on who you listen to. If you listen to Coach Bill Belichick, Randy Moss has been a model employee all his time in New England, and that makes you kind of wonder why they're trading him, since he catches lots of passes when somebody thinks to throw the ball in his direction.
I think you told me this week he's the second highest performing receiver in the league.
Ever. Terrific talent, no question about that. If you listen to some of the reporters who cover the Pats, he's been having arguments and fights with various coaches, and he did say at the beginning of the season that he was disappointed not to have been offered a new contract and did not plan to stay in New England when this contract was up.
So he's been making noise about wanting to be traded. Sort of, I think he talked about, there was some question about whether he felt appreciated. Does that make Randy Moss the Manny Ramirez of football?
Well, that's probably an apt comparison. Both of them, as you say, have made noises about being traded wherever they have been and have made noises about feeling unappreciated, despite the fact that millions of dollars has been deposited in their accounts on a regular basis. On the other hand, I don't remember Randy Moss ever watching a pass drift over his head and expressing no apparent interest in it, which was what Manny did from time to time in the outfield at Fenway Park.
So Randy Moss has played hard when he's on the field, even if he hasn't seen a lot of activity.
I don't think anybody has accused him of dogging it at all. He's a great player, great talent. His statistics demonstrate that. And it's just a question of what happens from here on in.
So the fact that the Patriots are willing to let him go, what is this trade say about the culture of the Patriots under Coach Bill Belichick, or maybe I should call it the culture of obedience under Coach Bill Belichick?
Well, again, that depends on who you listen to. It's very tempting to say the reason Randy Moss is gone is that he didn't fall into line as players are expected to do in Foxborough. He may have been something of a disruptive influence. Bill Belichick hasn't changed. I mean, what you see is what you get. He's a very buttoned-down guy, and he expects a certain kind of, loyalty, and he doesn't clown around and the way some other coaches sometimes do in press conferences. He's a serious guy about what he does.
Boston has a bit of a history of turning on its superstars once they leave. Do you think there's a chance that happens to Randy Moss, too?
Well, that depends, it seems to me, entirely on what transpires on Halloween afternoon when the Vikings play the Patriots. Randy Moss will be in the Vikings uniform on that day, and if he catches 5 touchdown passes and the Patriots lose, 78-3, I think people will turn on the Patriots and say, hey, how come we don't get players like that?
So moving from American football to European football, what are the owners of the Boston Red Sox doing buying a soccer team in England?
They're doing what business people do, which is having made a great deal of money, look around for ways to make a great deal more. Liverpool is the quintessential good buy if your theory is buy low, sell high. The team is in the pits. Yet they have a great history, and their fans sing You Never Walk Alone brilliantly, as all of our listeners now know.
So this team could be turned around, and turn around sometimes mean money.
Well, it's going to be turned around. I mean, Liverpool is too proud a club not to be turned around. The current owners, the people who were the owners before John Henry, just absolutely bungled the deal. They went into debt to the Bank of Scotland to the tune of millions and millions of pounds, which is even more than millions and millions of dollars.
So if the club is in that kind of debt, then is there a concern that the Sox buying the team could end up being a drain on the rest of the Sox organization?
I suppose that depends on how much confidence you have in John Henry's acumen, business and otherwise. So far, John Henry has been a terrifically successful, I guess, at holding on to most of his money and spending it wisely.
So you just mentioned that the Liverpool team is now owned by American owners who are not viewed as having handled it very well. So how does this mean the Liverpool football fans feel about this ownership change? It's another American owner.
Impossible to say, except that it would seem to me that they would welcome any change. Change for change's sake at this point is a good thing. They have been outraged by not only how badly the club has been managed, but also by how badly it's done. Right now, Liverpool is playing so badly that they're in the relegation section of the standings. They won't stay there. They'll improve over the course of the season. But this is the worst season start they've had in 50-odd years.
Very quickly, for people who aren't that familiar with the Liverpool team, any star names we should know, like on par with David Beckham?
Well, on par with David Beckham is a pretty high par. I mean, this is the most highly paid soccer player in the world. But you got Jamie Carragher, you got Joe Cole, you got Steven Gerrard, all guys who have played for England in the past. And you have Fernando Torres, who has been a star for Spain in the past. So, yes, some very recognizable names. So, and Stevie Nicol, who was the coach of the Revolution, was a star for Liverpool not so many decades ago.
So in the time I have left with you, I have to note that not only did the Celtics win last night, which was a good thing for the fans, but it was the first outing for Shaquille O'Neal in Celtics green. I want to know how you rated his debut.
I think his debut was absolutely magnificent, and not only that, it absolutely followed the chalk. It was completely predictable. 15 minutes, 8 points, and he got 2 free throws, and he missed them both.
Bill, thank you. Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game right here on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. And he can also be heard most Wednesdays here on Radio Boston, even though he's here with us today on Thursday. Bill, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We have to take one more break, but when we come back, Radio Boston continues.